Shabbat Seros. The Mishnah here is on Daf Ayin Hamada Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top. Zulif Nimmi Zu. So we have what's called a Pnimis. That's the inner Chatzer. And we have the outer Chatzer. Now those who live, those two houses that live in the inner Chatzer, they go out into Rosh Hashanah Rabim through the Chitzona, through the outer Chatzer. They don't have any exit to Rosh Hashanah Rabim other than the passageway through the Chitzona. So the Mishnah now clarifies the dinim of the Eruv. And let's say, for example, they would set up one Eruv between the Pnimis and the Chitzona. That would be an ideal situation. There are other options. Let's say each Chatzer made its own individual private Eruv, which would allow them to carry from their Batim into their Chatzer. And what are the dinim in all these scenarios? So, erva pnimis velo erva chitzona, if the inner courtyard, they set up their own individual Eruv, but the outer chatzer were not part of an Eruv. Is then a pnimis muteres vachitzona asura. Even though the inner chatzer is mutter, meaning you're allowed to carry from the batim of the pnimis out into the chatzah pnimis, nevertheless, the chitzona is asura because they never set up an Eruv. Now, the chiddush here that the pnimis is muteres is that the bnei achitzona, even though they didn't set up an Eruv, they don't generate an iser on the pnimis. The pnimis, to some extent, can view itself as an independent entity. And if they have their own private Eruv, that's fine. We don't care if the chitzona is not making an Eruv because the pnimis is not dependent upon the chitzona. Now we have the reverse scenario. Hachitzona, the Eruv was made by the outer chatzer, velo hapnimis. The pnimis doesn't have an Eruv. Now for sure, the pnimis cannot carry out of their houses because they don't have an Eruv. And there are two batim that share a chatzer. They need an Eruv. They didn't make an Eruv. But what about the chitzona? So the chiddush of the Mishnah, shtein asuros, meaning that even the bnei achitzona are enjoined from carrying from their batim out into this chatzer. And the reason for that is because the pnimis generates an iser on the chitzona in a case where the pnimis did not make an eruv. And that's because of a concept called drisas regel, that because the pnimis has no way out into Rosh Hashanah Rabim except passageway through the chitzona, therefore, they generate an iser on the chitzona if they didn't make an eruv. And we'll soon see that that's called regel hasura bimkoma oseres bimokom achir. Everybody agrees to this principle. We're going to have another machlokes in the case that's coming up later. Oh, erva zuli atzma vizuli atzma zumutes bifnei atzma zumutes bifnei atzma. If each chatz made its own eruv, each one of the bnei Habatim, the Balibatim, and each chotzer carry out to the batim, but they cannot carry from one chotzer to the other. Rabbi Akiva oser achitzona shedrisas regalo sarta. Rabbi Akiva says that despite the fact that the pnimis had its own eruv, nevertheless, the bnei achitzona, if they didn't join an Eruv together with the Pnimis, they cannot carry from their batim out into the Chatzer. And their own private Eruv is not valid. Why? Because they depend totally on the Pnimis, and they didn't enter into an Eruv with the Pnimis. And this opinion of Rabbi Akiva is based on a principle called Regel Hamuteres bimkoma oseres bimokom acher. That because of the drisas regel rights that the pnimis has in the chitzona, they generate an iser on the chitzona if the chitzona didn't enter into an eruv with the pnimis. And this despite the fact that the pnimis set up their own eruv, which means that it's a regel hamuteres bimkoma. V'chachamim omrim, they disagree with Rabbi Akiva, ein drisas regel oseres. That since the bnei ha-pnimis set up their own eruv, and therefore they have a regular muteres, meaning they're allowed to carry from their batim out into the chatzer. They don't generate an iser on the bnei chitzona, despite the fact that they have drisus regal rights, passageway rights through the chitzona, and that's called regular muteres bimkoma, eina oseres bimakom acher. All this, amir tzashem, will be clarified in the sugya. Now the Mishnah goes ahead and addresses the question of one of the bnei chitzonos or one of the bnei pnimios who forgot to join the eruv. Shachach echad min achitzona v'lo eruv. If one of the members of the outer courtyard did not participate in the eruv, but the pnimis all had 100% attendance, meaning it was unanimous, and all the members of the pnimis got together and set up a common eruv, then a pnimis muteres. The bnei pnimis can carry from their homes out into their chotzer, and the chitzona does not generate an iser on the pnimis, but a chitzona asura, like any case of X number of batim that share a common chotzer, if one of those batim does not participate in the eruv, it invalidates the eruv for all the other bnei abayis. However, if min pnimis, if the one who forgot the eruv was one of the members of the pnimis velo eruv, now the eruv of the pnimis is invalid, which clearly means that the bnei pnimis cannot carry out from their homes into the chotzer pnimis. But not only that, shtei anasuros, even the chitzona is prohibited because of the passage rights of the pnimis into the chitzona, and now it becomes a regal hasura bimkoma. Why? Because one of the bnei pnimis failed to participate in the eruv. That undermines the validity of the eruv for the pnimis, and as a result, we have a regal hasura bimkoma. And even the Chachamim that reject Rabbi Akiva would agree that in this case, the Pnimis generates an Iser on the Chitzona, making the Eruv of the Chitzona totally invalid because the Pnimis is now a regular Asura Bimkoma. They did not create a valid Eruv, and they have Drisus regal rights in the Chitzona. Now the Mishnah wants to know what happens if they made an eruv, a common eruv between the two chatzeros, the pnimis and the chitzona, but they did not have their own individual eruv. Is nasu eruvam b'makom echad. If, let's say, they had a common eruv between the two chatzeros, the pnimis and the chitzona, which again would allow them to carry from the pnimis into the chitzona, and vice versa, but shachach echad, but somebody failed to participate in the eruv. So the Mishnah rules that bein min apnimis u bein min achitzona velo eruv shtein asuros. It matters not in this particular context which person from which chatzer failed to participate in the eruv. Why? Because they need a common eruv between the two chatzeros. And now all the members of both chatzeros, we'll give it a long list. You have Reuven, Shimon, you have Levi and Yehuda. We need all four of them to join into that one common eruv that connects the two chatzeros. But if one of them, whether it's Reuven, one of the bnei apnimis, or Shimon, or Levi, one of the bnei achitzona, fail to participate in the eruv, you're missing one person, that torpedoes the entire eruv. Now the Mishnah wants to address the case where in each chatzer there's only one person who lives alone. Im hayu shal yechidim. So you have one person, Reuven, who lives in the pnimis. You have one person, Shimon, who lives in the chitzona. Einon tzrichim li'arev. Reuven's allowed to carry into Shimon's chatzer and vice versa without any eruv at all. I'm sorry. Let me get that straight. Einam tzrichim li'arev. I'm sorry. That made no sense what I just said. Einam, you were just nice and you didn't want to make fun of me. Einam tzrichim li'arev means that Reuven lives alone in his chatzar. He's allowed to carry out into his chatzar. Shimon lives alone in his chatzar. The chitzona, he's allowed to carry out. But they have no eruv between the two chatzeros, so that Reuven cannot carry into Shimon, the chitzona, and Shimon cannot carry into Reuven, into the pnimis. Ki asa Rav Dimi, we'll start the Gemara. Amar Rav Yana, he says in the name of Rav Yana, Zo Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And we're talking about two chatzeros, an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer. And there was an Erev on the outer chatzer, but the Pnimis did not set up its Erev, Shtein Asuros. If each one of the two chatzeros set up its own Erev, then Rabbi Akiva says that the chitzona is not a valid Erev, and then I'll let it carry. Says Rav Yanai, this is based on the principle, D'omar regal avuteres b'mkomo, seres shalom b'mkomo. That even though the Pnimis has set up their own valid Eruv, and therefore the Pnimis is a regular muteres b'mkoma, each one of the Bnei HaChotzer Pnimis is allowed to carry from his house into the Chotzer, nevertheless, they generate an Iser on the Chitzona. Why? Because since the Pnimis has Drisus regal rights in the Chitzona, they are a regular Oseres. And this, according to Rabbi Akiva, applies even though the Pnimis is a regular muteres b'mkoma. Meaning that the Bnei Chotzer HaPnimis are allowed to carry out into their Chotzer because they set up a valid Erev in their Chotzer. But nevertheless, they still generate an Iser on the Chitzona by virtue of the fact that they have Drisus regal rights in the Chitzona. And this applies even though the regal hamuteres b'mkoma of the Pnimis. Avol chachamim omrim, kishem sheregel hamuteres eino seres, kach regel asura eino oseres. What does this mean? That the chachamim hold regel hamuteres eino seres. In other words, in the case where the Pnimis made a valid Eruv, and that's called Regal Muteres, so they're allowed to carry from their homes out into their Chotzer, it does not generate an Isur on the Bnei Chotzer Chitzona, even though, again, they travel and tromps through the Chitzona. Kach regal asura eino seres, which means the regal asura tzah bit lechatzera eino seres tzah al bnei achotza cheres boido reses. What does that mean? Let's say the chitzona made its own eruv. The pnimis did not make an eruv. In this case, the pnimis asura and the chitzona is muteres. According to Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Yanai, the pnimis does not generate an iser on the other chotzer, even though A, it's a regel ha'asura b'mkoma, meaning the pnimis has no valid eruv, right? Because we're talking about a case of a chotzer pnimis that did not set up an eruv. So that makes it into regel ha'asura b'mkoma. And this despite the fact that the regel of the pnimis has drisus regel rights in the chitzona. In other words, what's going on here in Rav Dimi is when it says Ein Drisus Regel Osarta, Rav Dimi understood that according to Chacham we have a very extreme Shita, he's widening the gap of the Machlokes, and it means that Drisus Regel does not generate an Iser on the Chitzona. And the Gemara now is going to read our Mishnah carefully and compare it to this understanding of the Chachamim of Rav Dimi, or Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yanai. Tanan, it says in that Mishnah, Erva Chitzona Velo Pnimis Shtehen Asuros. So there was an Eruv of the Chitzona, and the Pnimis did not make an Eruv. Shtehen Asuros. Now that doesn't make any sense according to Rav Dimi. Why? Because the Chitzona made an Eruv. And Rav Dimi understood that according to the Chachamim, the absence of an Erev in the part of the Pnimis has no impact whatsoever to generate an Isra on the Chitzona. So why Shtein Asuros? Mani. Oh, so maybe you'll say, okay, that's not a problem. Don't raise any objection to Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi is trying to interpret the Chachamim. And this Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ilei Rabbi Akiva, We're not out in the clear because my iria regel hasura. Why would Rabbi Akiva formulate this halach of shnei nasuros in a case where the pnimis did not set up its own eriv? Is afilu regel muteris nami? Rabbi Akiva holds that even in a case where the pnimis made its own eruv, they still generated an iser on the chitzona. So why did the Mishnah limit this case of shtei nasuros, this psak, to a case of lo pnimis? What do you mean lo pnimis? Even if the pnimis had made an eruv, Rabbi Akiva would still say that a regel muteris bimkomo seris bimakom acher, that Trisus regel generates an iser on the chitzona, even in a case where the pnimis made its own eruv. El lav, therefore, by proselytization, we're talking about the rabbanon. So if we're talking about the Rabbanon, then we see here that the only reason why there is a... That we see here that the Mishnah records the Shita of the Chachamim such that Shnei Nasuros, meaning that the Chitzona, even though it had its own Erev, is Asura, and the only way you can explain that is because the Pnimis has Drisus Regel, and it's a Regel Asura Bimkoma. And the Chacham agreed to Rabbi Akiva that Regel Asura Bimkoma is Seres Bimakom Acher. El Lav Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Akiva. And they hold that why is the chitzona asura even though they made an eruv? That's because the pnimis did not make an eruv, which means that the pnimis is a regular asura. And that's against Rabbi Yannai, because Rabbi Yannai says that the chacham went even a more extreme step in their argument that pluto with chachamim, and even if there's no Erev of the Pnimis, and the regular Pnimis is now regular Asur, it doesn't generate an Isur Shalobim Koma, meaning in the Chitzona. Because Rabbanan rejected the whole issue of Drisus Regal Hoseres. So Gemara answers, Li Olam Rabbi Akiva. We could interpret that this statement in the Mishnah, that the Pnimis did not make an Erev, and therefore generates an Isur on the Chitzona, implying, as we said before, that had the Pnimis made an Eruv, then it would not generate an Isur on the Chitzona. That's not Rabbi Akiva. So we're going to say, Lozu Afzu Ketani. The Mishnah first tells me the Pashat Adin, and then it continues and adds the more Mechudish Adin. So beginning, the Mishnah says that Erva Chitzona Velo Erva Pnimis Shtein Asuros, and that's a simple statement because since the Pnimis did not make an Eruv, it's a regular Osura Bimkoma, is Osaris Makom Acher. Now the Mishnah continues, it says, Irv Azuli Atzma Vazuli Atzma, and it mentions Rabbi Akiva Osir Achitzona, that even though the Pnimis set up an Eruv, there still would be an Isra on the Chitzona, and we would not recognize and validate the Eruv of the Chitzona because regular Osura Bimkoma, even a regular muteris bimkoma osaris bimakom acher, because Drisus Regel generates the Isur. Tanan, once again, the Gemara wants to analyze Rav Dimi from the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Erva zuli atzma vizuli atzma, zu muteris bifnei atzma, vizu muteris bifnei atzma. So each one of these two chatzeres made its own local Eruv, that's matir, each chatzer unto itself, is taima, the reason why each one is mutter is the erva, meaning because the pnimis made an eruv, and therefore it's a regular muteris bimkom, but lo erva, had the pnimis not made its own eruv, which would make it into a regular asura bimkoma, is shtein asuros. And again, if we assume that this Mishnah reflects the sheet of the Chachamim, you see that the Chachamim do recognize Drisus Regel as an Oseres, if it's a regular Asura Bimkoma against Rav Dimi. So the Gemara says, V'ahai Tana, di Oma regal muteris ein Oseres, regal Asura Oseres, which Tana between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva is the one who maintains that this distinction between a regular Asur b'mkoma and a regular Muteris b'mkoma. Mani ha ilem Rabbi Akiva holds an even a regular Muteris b'mkoma generates an Issa Shalom b'mkoma. El lav by possible nation could not be none other than Rabbanon. And we see clearly from the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon are only matir the Chitzona because the Pnimis made an Eruv. Had the Pnimis not made an Eruv, it would be a regal Hasur b'mkomo, Seres Mokom Acher. And not only that, but we should conclude from this Mishnah, which is now attributed to Chacham, can only be attributed to Chachamim, that they're only matir, a regal Amuteres. And that's because Erev Vizuliatzma, meaning that the Pnimis made its own Erev. But had the Pnimis not made its own Erev, which would mean it's a regal Asura, even the Chachamim would agree that regal Asura b'mkoma, Oseres b'makom Acher, and the Chitzona cannot rely on its Erev. And the reason for that is because the Pnimis has a Drisus regal in the Chitzona. So you see, the Rabbanan also recognize the power of generating an Issa because of Drisus regal. The Ode, and I have another proof that the Mishnah is against Rav Dimi. Of course, the Mishnah continues and mentions Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees with this din, and he says that as a result of the Drisus Regula Pnimis in the Chitzona, that generates an Issa on the Chitzona, is me the safer. Rabbi Akiva is racial love Rabbi Akiva. For the fact that the Mishnah at some point says, do divri Rabbi Akiva, it implies that the original position was that of the Chachamim, and they generated an Isur in the case of a regular Asur b'mkoma when the Pnimis did not have a valid Eruv. And the Mishnah says, Erva Chitzona velo Erva Pnimis Shtein Asuros, and all that is against Rav Dimi, who denies the whole entity, according to the Chachamim, of Drisus Regalo Seres. The Gemara rejects that. Kula Rabbi Akiva. Even though the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Akiva at some point, the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Chisuri Mefzor Ketani. We have to shape up the Mishnah a little bit. Polish it up. Here's the way we have to read the Mishnah. Erva Zuliatzma Vizuliatzma. Zumu Teres Bifnei Atzma Vizumu Teres Bifnei Atzma. Amedvar Mamurim She'osasa Daka, that the Pnimis set up a small door in front of the entranceway, sort of like closing off the passageway between the Pnimis and the Chitzona. Basically, it's neutralizing and removing its Drisus Regel rights into the Chitzona. And in such a case, we could say Zumu Teres Bifnei Atzma, and the Chitzona is Asura. The Chitzona is Muteres. Avalo as Sadaka. But if the Pnimis did not set up a locked door, so to speak, that blocked their entranceway into the Chitzona, then Chitzona Asura. Because now, if there's no blockage, then the Pnimis has Drisus Regel into the Chitzona. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Oser, Es HaChitzona, V'nei Drisus Regel Oseres. Chachom Omer V'ein Drisus Regel Oseres. So this is a very cogent way of presenting and interpreting our Mishnah with this Chisurei Mechzura to work out and reflect Rav Dimi's understanding of the Chachamim, that Chachamim say ain't Drisus a regal Oseres, and it doesn't matter whether that Drisus regal is Muteres b'mkoma or Asura b'mkoma. In other words, whether or not the Pnimis had its own Eruv, or it didn't have its own Eruv, in all cases, the Chitzona is Muteres by virtue of its own Eruv, even again, as we emphasize, in the absence of an Eruv of the Pnimis. And even though it's a regular Asura b'mkoma, it doesn't generate an Issa Shelo b'mkoma. And basically, the Chachamim waited until after Rabbi Akiva would finish his whole presentation, and then they argued against Rabbi Akiva. Masiv Rav Bebi Bar Abaye. Again, we're going to try to analyze Rav Dibi's interpretation of the Chacham from the next part of the Mishnah. Vim hayu shel yechidim. If each chatzar has only one person who resides in that chatzar, ein tzrichim li'arev, which means that each person can carry out, as we said before, from his bias into the chatzar. This din certainly reflects the sheet of the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says that the Pnimis generates an Isra on the Chitzona by virtue of its Drisas Arega. So we're now talking about the Chachamim Shita. And the Chachamim said it in a case where there's only one person living in each Chatzer. The Diuk, the implication is, Ha, if these Chatzeres were Shal Rabim, then Tzrichim Li'arev. Which means that there would not be a heter for the chiton to be motzi to chatzero unless the pnimis made an eruv. So the chiton depends upon the eruv of the pnimis. And now we're talking according to the chachamim. And that's against Rav Dimi. Alma regala mutes bimkomo. Ain oseres, regular surah bimkom oseres. Everything depends upon whether the Pnimis had an Eruv or not, in the case of Rabin. If the Pnimis had an Eruv, then ain chinami. There would be no Iser on the Chitzona. But if the Pnimis had not made an Eruv, which would make them into a regular surah bimkomo, they would generate an Iser by virtue of the Drisas regal on the Chitzona. So you see that the Rabbanon accept the principle of Drisas regal oseres. And again, let's go over the diuk, because in this case where each one lived alone, then each one could be metaltel from his house into the chatzah, there's no need for an eruv, implying that if there were rabim, then we would need an eruv. How do you understand that? Why would we need an eruv? Unless you say that since the pnimis did not make an eruv, then it becomes a regular seris on the chitzono. And at this point, the Gemara is ready to reject Rav Dimi, the Ode. And furthermore, I have another reason to reject Rav Dimi, Masiv Ravina. The Mishnah says, Shochach Echad min achitzono velo erev. So one of the members of the chitzono dropped out of the eruv. Hapnimis muteres vachitzono asura. And the reason for that is because since one of the Bnei Achitzona did not participate in the Eruv, then the Eruv now becomes a personal, so to speak, private Eruv of the Pnimis. You know, we're going to insist on our Eruv and forget about the Chitzona. We don't want the Eruv with the Chitzona. By joining, linking up with the Chitzona, it only messed us up because one of the Bnei Chitzona failed to participate in the Eruv. So let's just cut them out. However, Shachach Echad min HaPnimis v'lo Eruv, Shtein Asuros. Now, assuming this Mishnah is the Rabbanon, so why is the Chitzona Asura? After all, the Bnei Achitzona unanimously participated in the Eruv, so who cares if one of the Pnimis did not participate in the Eruv? The answer is, we must conclude that if the Eruv of the Pnimis is invalid, then even the Eruv of the Chitzona is invalid. Is Taima, the reason why both are Asuras, is Shachach, if one of the Ben HaPnimis Shachach, and that messes it up, Lo Shachach Shteya Mutaros. Now, this is not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even in this case, they would be osro zelazer. Alma regala muteres ain't oseres, but regala surah saras. In other words, since the member of the pnimis forgot to join the eruv, therefore it becomes an invalid eruv, and we cannot set up the eruv and validate the eruv of the chitzon as a separate independent eruv because it's a regala oseres. So we see, once again, that the Chachamim accepted the principle of Drisas Regalo Seres, and therefore Regalas Surbim Komo Seres Mokom Acher. Eloki Asa Ravin. Now all this was Rav Dimi, that there were two great scholars who used to come from Eretz Yisrael to Babel and bring the tradition from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. That was Rav Dibi and that was Ravin. And Ravin had a different transmission in the name of Rav Yanai. Shalosh Machlokas B'Dovah. There are three categories and three shitos. Tanakama Sovar, Regala Muteres, Eino Oseres, Regala Suroseres. The Tanakam is of the opinion, the way we define the Chachamim against Rav Dimi, that everything depends. When I say everything, meaning the status of the Chitzona depends upon the Pnimis. And if the Pnimis had a valid Eruv, then we could validate and be Matir Tiltal in the Chitzona, because that's called a Regla Muteres Bimkoma. But if the Pnimis fail to have a valid Eruv, that becomes a regel hasura bimkoma, and that's Oseres, because even the Chachamim recognize that Drisa's regel is Oseres. Then we have Rabbi Akiva Shita, that's number two, afilu regel amuteres Oseres, which means that it's an absolute rule that unless we have an Eruv that combines both the Chitzona and the Pnimis, the Chitzona is going to be Asura because of the Drisus Regel of the Pnimis, and the fact that the Pnimis made their own Eruv unto themselves, that's not going to be Matir and validate the Eruv of the Chitzona, because Afilu Regel Muteres B'Mkoma Oseres B'Mokom Acher. And finally we have the third Shita, that's called Rabbanan Basroi. And that's the Chachamim that are brought in the later Mishnah. Savri, they hold Kishem Sheregel Muteres Ein Oseres, Kach Regel Asura Ein Oseres, and that's the Shita of Rav Dimi in the Chachamim, namely that they deny the whole entity of Drisas Regel HaOseres. So as we end the Shia for now, and we're almost at the bottom of the Amud, I just want to mention the note here. He says that the Tanakama holds that erva chitzona v'lo apnimis shtein asuros. If the pnimis becomes a regular asura because it did not have an eruv, we're going to invalidate the eruv of the chitzona. And im irvu shtein kol achas li atzma, each eruv was valid for itself. Muteres kol achas b'chatzera, and that's not Rabbi Akiva, that's the Rabbana. And when the Mishnah says, Er v'zuli atzma, zumu teres b'fnei atzma, which implies that if there was no Erev in the Pnimis, they would both be Asura, that reflects the Shita of Tanakama. And we don't have to use the principle that we applied before, Kula Rabbi Akiva. And when the Mishnah says that if one of them, let's say one of the Pnimis forgets to join in the Erev, then shtein Asuros. And we medayik that in the case of Yechidim, they both living separately and alone in each chatzah respectively, they don't require an Eruv. So too in a case where both the Pnimis and the Chitzona had made an Eruv, then we can validate and be matir tiltul from each one of the batim out to its particular respective chatzah. But if the Pnimis had not made a valid Eruv, then it will become a regular asur b'mkoma, oseres b'mokom acher. Okay then, so let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're up to nasnu eruv b'mokom acher. Okay then? So we'll stop here on the bottom of Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. This will give us a jump start so that we might be able to cover the Daf for Shabbos as well. We'll see how it goes tomorrow. Yemir Tzash.